The Idaho legislature has passed two bills in response to the pandemic that would rein in a governor's power during an emergency. James Dawson has more.
The bills separate emergency declarations into two categories, one dealing with wars and enemy attacks, and the other dealing with natural disasters. Both would require the legislature to meet and approve any extension of an emergency after 60 days, if a governor imposed any restrictions on citizens. Senate Majority Leader Kelly Anthon.
They require, and I believe Idahoans deserve, that in those moments, the full array of our elected officials, our elected delegates, be brought to Boise to deal with those issues.
A governor also couldn't bar people from going to church or limit gatherings under the bills. But a few Republicans, like Senator Jim Guthrie, thought the measure dealing with natural disasters would hamstring a governor trying to handle an emergency. He compared it to a friend fine-tuning a sputtering but working carburetor on his snowmobile in the middle of a trail.
If something's running fine, why are we tinkering that we risk losing a part, or we risk missing something and causing some unintended consequences?
Both bills passed with veto-proof majorities in each chamber and now head to the governor's desk for consideration. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.